Good morning, Blind Abilities.
Good morning, VI Talk.
Good morning, VI Talk.
Well, they both can hear both of us. We got two channels going. We're two channels good.
We're multitasking. Yeah. Oh, this is Lori Thompson and Jeff Thompson, and we are in Weston, or no, I'm sorry, we are in Temeth, Devon, in the UK, and we're getting ready to meet up with Jo Fishwick and her lovely husband, Rob.
Jody's in school today.
Yep, Jody's in school today. And we're going to take a train, Jeff and I, up to Weston-super-Mare and spend a couple days with the Funzamundo and Luby Tescadero.
Stephen Luis.
Yeah.
Yeah. And just to make it clear, I'm Jeff.
And I'm Lori.
Yeah. Just to make it
positively
clear.
Yeah.
No, it's been really great. Met up with Steve first, and Rita and Kim, his parents, and we had a great time coming down, and we stopped in...
I don't even know what that town... It was...
Burnberry?
Something like that.
Yeah. But that was partway down, and then we came into Temeth, and it's just great. And Paul and Michelle, who run the Seaway.
Beautiful place.
Just awesome
just
hospitality.
A beautiful town.
Great breakfasts in the morning, and the town is just... Narrow streets because they didn't have provisions for cars back in 1860 when some of these buildings were built.
I think they were built before that.
This one was 1860.
Okay.
That's what Paul was mentioning. Yeah. And there's other ones across the way here. Flats, they call them.
Yeah.
And we're just hopping a skip on the ocean.
Yeah, I mean, just we go down the street a bit and turn and...
It's right there.
We're right there.
And it's maybe 100 yards from the turn.
We've had some fish and chips on the pier. We're going to have a
pasty. On the beach, basically.
Yeah, we're going to have a pasty today before we take off and go up to Weston.
And that's like health food.
Yeah.
Not quite.
No.
Nothing at all.
We've had Rob and Joe had us over for supper. Well, tea, I would, what you guys say, tea. We had tea last night at Joe and Rob's, and we had a wonderful English meal, chicken with potatoes and vegetables, and very nice.
Rob's a great cook.
He is a great cook, a super great guy.
They're both great hosts.
Yeah.
They really
took
us under their wing down here, showed us around, showed me how to drink ale the proper way.
And Joe showed me how to drink some cider.
Properly.
And we had cream tea, Joe and I did, the other day, and that was fantastic.
Rob and I had ales.
And what you guys call scones here in Britain, we would call biscuit. And what you guys call biscuit, we would call cookie. So
you're talking to Americans, too, though, remember?
Oh, yeah. Well, okay, I'm educating the Americans. Then.
In my hand, you have the Brits, or the English. In your hand, you got the Americans.
But what do they say?
We are two countries divided by a common language.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But we are having a fabulous time. Everyone has been just wonderful.
Fanny pack is not allowed over here. It's bum bag.
Bum bag,
because
yes.
Fanny to us is the butt.
The backside.
The trunk. But over here it's the front side.
Yeah,
so
any Americans coming over to Britain, don't use the word fanny.
No. Unless you're a designer or something, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what that anymore.
And we've enjoyed every seagull that has made noise. At one point during the night, I think it was our first night, I could have swore I heard a woman screaming and it was seagulls.
It was actually me. Afraid of the dark.
Yeah. But we've had an excellent time, and we're going to be moving up the coast to Weston. And when we get some more Wi-Fi, we'll share some more stuff. So.
Yeah.
But we're enjoying our trip, and it's been absolutely wonderful.
And it's nice and cool.
Yeah. But I'm still wearing shorts. It's going to be, for the Americans, it's going to be in the 70s here.
Yeah, we have a couple more, three more days of
70s. We're
warmer
here than what we would be if we were at home in Minnesota, so.
That's just our love and affection and passion.
Exactly. We brought the warmth to England.
Yeah, it's really nice. It is nice here.
Mm-hmm. It would definitely be one of my... Top five places to vacation.
Top five, huh?
Okay, top one.
Right now it is. We're moving here. Yeah, we win the lottery, buying this building.
We're going to win the English lottery either Wednesday or Saturday night. It just depends.
Piss off a lot of folk.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be, wouldn't the Brits just love us?
Well, Rob said he'd be very pissed off at me. I have to bust me one if I won the lottery. And I said, why would you do that after I buy you that flat on the oceanfront? No, great hospitality. Oh, a lot of people, even the stores and stuff, and everything. Just learning. People.
Yeah, it's been awesome.
Like we were walking down the street, and all of a sudden Michelle comes walking up with her daughter, and says, "Hi, Jeff and Lori." Like here we are in the middle of England, and someone walks up, and says, "Hi, Jeff and Lori."
Exactly, and she's the woman that runs the Seaway here. Her and her husband, and we were just walking down the street. Hi, Lori. Hi, Jeff. And it's like, oh, this is so great. And then we went into a leather shop and. Talked to the cashier there, and he told us
the Cadbury story and the Quakers. Story,
how the Cadburys were Quakers, and they didn't, you know, they became really good chemists with the chocolate, and they were great to their employees, and just a great story.
Steve still thinks we're going to have the argument about 0 to 100, 100 boiling, 0 freezing in Celsius, but in Fahrenheit it's 32 and 200.
I think you just said that backwards, but that's okay.
We're going to have the argument between Celsius and Fahrenheit.
Yes, how 0 is freezing and 100 is boiling, yes. But in our country, it's 32 and 212.
Isn't that funny how I just said the same thing, but I think it's backwards.
I think you said it backwards. I'll have to listen to this back, but I don't know. The seagulls are very distracting.
Yeah, squirrel.
Yeah.
Seagull. Like in that, what movie is that, Up?
Yes.
Lori always says I'm like the dog in there. We're now so distracted, like all of a sudden squirrel.
Exactly.
Now it's seagull.
Yeah, very much so. But
the seagulls are very smart. They'll pick up the shells along the ocean and drop them onto the tennis court because it's fenced in. They won't drop them onto the pavement or the grass because there's people and the grass is too soft. So they fly over to the tennis court, drop them on the tennis court, and then eat the goods.
And leave the shells behind.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So. That was another story we heard this morning over breakfast, but we've had a very lovely time, and this is definitely somewhere where we would love to enjoy coming back someday, so.
We'll bring all of you.
Yes, and Joe and Rob Fishwick, thank you very much for your hospitality.
Thank you.
It has been absolutely wonderful, and Jody too.
Mm-hmm. Good stuff. All right. Good times.
We'll talk to you when we're in Weston.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.